Good evening. I'm sorry to bother you, but I find myself far from home and without my coat. It's gotten dark and very cold, and I'm afraid to be outdoors alone. Is there any way I could come in and warm up out of this wind? Oh, thank you so much. Oh, I feel better already. You have a lovely home, and so warm. Have I interrupted your supper? My apologies. I'll just sit here by the fire. I don't want to disturb you any more than I already have. Well, no, I haven't eaten. I've been walking all day and I haven't really been able to stop. Oh no, I couldn't possibly. I'm already imposing. Are you sure? Well, thank you. It's very kind of you to share your meal with an uninvited guest. This is delicious. Thank you again. Did you make it yourself? Oh, your mother's recipe. Well, I'm sure she's very proud of how well you execute it. Here, let me clear up the dishes. It's the least I can do. You've been so kind. I feel like I should tell you, I didn't just happen upon your house. You have something of mine, and I'd hoped to get it back. Oh, no, I'm not saying you stole it. Please let me explain. Further into the woods, there's a warm spring, and it's so far, no one else knows about it, and I bathe there sometimes. So today, I had stowed my clothes, including my coat, in a hollow tree by the spring when I went to bathe, and while I was in the water, a hunter's hound came and stole my coat from the tree, and I was so afraid that the hunter was close that I didn't want to get out of the water naked to get my coat back. And the hound ran off with it, and after a few minutes, the hunter didn't show up, and so I got out and I got dressed, and I was able to follow him, and this is the part that will be familiar to you. You came upon him on the path, remember? You thought he was carrying a fox, and you tried to get him to drop it. I was gonna come help you and retrieve my coat, but then the hunter showed up, and he was so big and scary. But you paid him for the fur that his hound had stolen, and he took your money, even though he hadn't actually earned it, and the fur wasn't his to sell. Anyway, I followed you back here. My coat is very important to me, and I really need it back. Where are you going? Oh, you'd put it away someplace safe. Yes, that's it. Please, I can pay. I'll pay you 3 times what you gave the hunter. Here, it's all the money I have. What? You don't want the money? Well, what do you want? I don't have anything else, please. Nothing? I don't understand. Please, I must have my coat back. Just tell me what you want and I'll get it. Oh. I can have it back? With nothing in exchange? Well, yes, it is mine, but you really don't want anything? Please, at least take the money. You paid the hunter for it. Let me pay you back. It's worth it to me not to have to deal with the hunter myself. Please, I insist. Thank you. You have no idea how important this is to me. I've had it my whole life. I don't feel like myself without it. Yes, it's a bit larger than you'd expect for a fox fur. That's That's because it's not from a normal fox. I told you, it's mine. Take a look at me. I know that you've been trying not to stare, but it's okay. I want you to look. Really look. Do you see it? My shadow cast against the wall. It's not a person's, is it? That's right, it's a fox. I'm a fox. Most of the time, anyway. But sometimes I take off my fur and hide my tails, and then I'm just a helpless girl alone in the woods. Well, as far as anyone can see, anyway. Appearances can be deceiving. So there really isn't anything you want? I really am quite resourceful. Just say the word and I can get you just about anything your heart desires. No? Money, food, fine clothes, nothing? Not even a pretty girl? There's a flicker of interest, and that I can most definitely deliver. Do you have a particular girl in mind? No? That was a very quick no. Suspiciously quick. How about a type? What would you like the girl to look like? I'm not going to steal some unsuspecting girl for you, I promise. I'm offering myself. But I can change my appearance, if you like. I can look like anyone. I'm saying you don't have to settle for the face that I'm wearing now. Oh, don't blush so. Is this the form you want? You can tell me. That's fortunate. Because I'm already in this glamour, you see, and it takes a lot of energy to change it. Plus, I already know that you're sweet and kind and good. And an excellent cook, and handsome to boot, so I really don't require any more convincing. Come, show me your bedroom. No, I'm not doing this because I think I have to. I've got my coat, and I've paid you for it. Our trade is complete. I could leave right now. I'm doing this because I want to. You could have taken advantage of my desperation, but it didn't even cross your mind. You let me in, and you fed me, and you gave my coat back without hesitation. And you're very, very cute. So, show me to your bedroom. Here we are. Will you kiss me? Well, then, how about if I kiss you instead? You taste incredible. I wonder if that's true all over. Will you let me take off your shirt? Oh, you are beautiful. Don't be embarrassed. Pants next. Whoops. Under things too. I'd say I was sorry, but that would be a lie. Fuck, look at that. You're getting excited already, aren't you? Patience, pet. We're getting there. Lie down on the bed. Yes. Will you mind terribly if I just run my hands over your shoulders, your chest, lightly drag my fingernails down your ribs, across your stomach, dig in a bit at your hips? How about if I play with your cock? You're getting harder by the second. Shall I stroke it for you? Feather light touches up and down the shaft, over the head, across that sensitive ridge underneath. Is that not enough? Do you need a firm grip like this? My hot fingers around your swollen dick, imitating a different kind of squeeze. Oh, listen to those pretty noises you make. Now let me just taste. Pet, you're going to have to keep your hands to yourself. I can't concentrate when you're running your fingers through my hair. Do I need to tie them up and out of the way? There we go. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Look at you. Such a mess already. Whatever shall I do with you? Or would you rather do something to me? Would you like me to take off my dress? That's much better, don't you think? Oh, did I forget to mention that I wasn't wearing under things myself? Silly me. You don't mind if I straddle your hips like this, do you, pet? You've got me so hot and wet and aching for you. I just need to grind against your hard cock just for a moment. Oh, that's so nice. But it's not enough. It's just not enough, is it, lover? You need more. Oh, I know you do. And I need a little something extra from you, too. Look, I'm pressing the head of your cock into me. Just the head. Oh, but you can feel how tight I am around you. How unspeakably hot. How wet and wanton. Can't you, pet? Do you want me to slide down, take you all the way inside me? I can, you know. Your cock is the perfect size. You're not going to hurt me. Yes? Oh, look at you straining against your bindings. Don't worry, pet. I'm going to give you what you want. Will you give me what I want, too? Do you promise? Oh, that's what I wanted to hear. You're so very generous. I knew you were perfect for this. Here we go. Are you ready? Oh. Oh. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, your delicious cock sliding into my tight, aching pussy. Oh, you're hitting all the right spots inside me without even trying. There we are, pet. All the way inside. How does it feel? Yes. And now I'm just going to grind against you, rolling my hips just like this, clenching tight with my inner muscles. That feels good, doesn't it? Yes, you can buck your hips if you want. You're not going to unseat me. There you go. Fuck. Do you like that? The way my breasts bounce when you thrust up into me? Close. I can feel it. Oh, and that's what I need. What you promised to give me. I need your cum. All of it deep inside me. I'm going to feed on your energy. Just a little. Not enough to hurt you, I promise. Just enough to, shall we say, get the job done. Oh, I can feel your cock throbbing inside me. It's so hard and hot and perfect. Can you come on command, pet? Let's see. Five. Oh, you're about ready to burst, aren't you? Four. Ready to empty yourself into me. Three. Oh, we're getting close. Just a few moments longer. Two. You're so desperate. Oh, but I know you can do it. One. Oh, come for me, pet. Oh, feel me clenching around you. Oh, I'm gonna milk every last drop out of you. Just like that. Oh, that was wonderful. Thank you. You truly are a man of your word, aren't you? That's good to know. Oh, here, let me untie you. There. Did you enjoy that? As did I. But now I do need to take my leave. Why? Well, I have to start preparing my den for this belly full of kits you've just given me, don't I? Oh, but I do know. Magic, you see. Now, I know you're tired. It was only a small feeding, but it's a drain all the same. You need your rest. In the morning, you'll be good as new. Will I come back? Why do you want me to? You want me to stay. Well, I suppose I don't have to leave right away. I could stay a while, I guess, if you want. I'll scoot over then. Let me curl up against you. And don't get all weird if my tails make an appearance in the night. It takes a lot of concentration to keep them hidden. Now, go to sleep. I don't know about you, but I'll be ready for round two in the morning. Good night.